Mansion DJ in a tunes bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's get lifted radio, buzz. I ride the 5. That pine, get high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get lifted radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when. Mansion DJ in a tunes bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesday. I am your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, my great people? Once again, and always, we are blessed with another day. And I thank everybody who continues to tune in to Get Lifted Radio, Turn It Up Tuesday, supporting our platform and our podcast. So much, much love to all of you supporters. Recently was looking at the stats and just to see all the different countries that are tuning in, whether you're tuning in live or you're catching us later on in your week, in the day, who knows, but I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in. Some of the countries that we've had tune in here recently, of course, here in the U.S., we got Belgium, we got France, we got the United Kingdom and Gambia. So once again, I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in to Turn Up Tuesday. Each and every second and fourth Tuesday is what we normally do, but this month I made some exceptions for our guest last week. He had his thing going on out in LA, so we wanted to help him promote what he had going on. So we rearranged the dates a little bit this month for May, but that's the whole point of having control of your own shit. If you know what I mean. But anyway, we're going to get into our first track. Our first track, we're going to start off with the ladies tonight. And our guest, as you tune in, our guest tonight is Mr. Fat Fly Freddie Lee, formerly known as J.I. Music. Came across some of this artist music, I want to say a year or two ago. I think the first song was titled Religion. But he is our guest tonight representing Brooklyn. I can't wait to get him on here, Get Lift Radio, Turn Up Tuesdays, as we get into our interview. If you have any questions, please dial 347-826-7536 if you're in the chat room, and don't forget to press 1. What I'll do is state the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you like, you can state your name, but please represent the city and state that you're calling from. Here's our first track representing Philly right here on Turn Up Tuesdays is Marion Hill with some electronic. I want you. Bow!
Oh, baby, I've got this drink. Turns out I've got some strength. I love to drink alone. I hate this empty place. I like to spend some time. You look like Friday night. I'd like to dress you up and take you on a carpet ride. I've seen a couple things, I know the way it goes. Like everybody says, cause everybody knows. Maybe you're the one for me, we could be so cliche. I hate to see you leave, but love to watch you walk away. I've been so tired on the weekend, I've been holding on too tight. Never thought I'd be thinking I want. Spent the whole summer sleeping. You've been staying up all night. I never thought I'd be thinking I want you. Don't make me play this game. Don't have it's time to wait. Don't need to read my mind. Cause I'll just tell you stay. Why don't you show me wrong? And I can show you why. And if we're not too careful, baby, we can both get lost. So tired on the weekend, I've been holding on too tight. I never thought I'd be thinking I won. I've been the whole summer sleeping, you've been staying up all night. I never thought I'd be thinking I won you. I've been holding on too tight. I never thought I'd be thinking I won. I spent the whole summer sleeping, you've been staying up all night. I never thought I'd be thinking I won. I've been so tired on the weekend, I've been holding on too tight. I never thought I'd be thinking
Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. That was Marian Hill. You can follow her at on Twitter at Marian Hill Music, MarianHill Music. And with no further ado, I want to be sure to bring our guest on. I definitely want to give this man a round of applause, man. I love his music. It's so many artists that be submitting music, and I just be like, okay, next. But anyway, with no further ado, we're going to bring our guest, Mr. Fat Fly. What it do, sir? Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. It's been a long time coming.
Oh, thank you for having me. No, for sure, for sure. Thank you for having me. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. It's going pretty well. As I had stated in the beginning of the broadcast, I personally came across some of your music. I don't even know how. I think I might have just been listening on SoundCloud. I happened to do that let it play. You know, and if I come across something, I'd be like, oh, hold up, wait, pause. Okay, let me see. So I think one of your first tracks, as I was saying, it was Religion. And then from there, I forget the exact name of the track you dropped after that. But since then, those two tracks right there definitely got my attention. So
appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, when I came across you, you were J.I. Music. So
right.
Before we get into the interview, please help our listeners and myself understand the reason for the name change.
Well, I mean, it's a name change, but at the same time, J.I. is still a part of me because, like I said, I'm a songwriter and producer as well. So I kind of wanted to split the two up a little bit and kind of just, mm-hmm. you know, continue on using J.I. for my songwriting and my production. And kind of come up with a character that represents something. Fat Fly Freddie Lee represents a lot. The fat in Fat Fly Freddie Lee is feeling absolutely terrific. So it's really all about just making everybody, you know, feel good about life, celebrate life every day. So that's what Fat Fly Freddie Lee represents.
Nice, nice. I like it. When I saw when you sent over the logo, the photo with the logo on it, that's when I was able to,
right.
And some of your merchandise, that was when I was able to see what the acronym stood for. Because at first I was
right.
like, is this a joke? You know, the internet,
I mean,
and nobody's safe.
Right.
So, you know, I had to keep paying attention. I was like, you know what? I like what he's doing. He done made this like a whole character, you know, little comic strips and everything going on. So,
right. That was the whole point behind it. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's just really about making it more than just music. You know what I'm saying? So that was really where Fat Fly Freddy Lee came from.
Nice. So you say that you write music, you're a producer, the whole nine yards. So,
is that how to get started?
Yeah, how'd you get started?
Well, I mean, I got into music a while ago. But as far as like my break came when I got to work with Timbaland a couple of years ago, and that really was what like kicked off the whole songwriting kick. I got a chance to work with a lot of different artists like Yolanda Adams and Jennifer Lopez and a couple of other artists that I've did some writing and production for. And since then, it's been a chase, you know, as far as chasing the journey, chasing the dream, chasing the music. So it's been really, really good.
How was it being in the same room with Timbaland? Like, come on, man. You said that very calm.
That was like a life-changing experience. It was just like something totally different. He, like, sitting there when he puts on to produce, like, he used to have this black glove he used to put on. It was really, 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 really life-changing experience. It was dope, though.
Man, I'm not even an artist. I would become one if I ever got a chance to.
It was amazing.
I came from like the Timbaland Magoo day.
Right. Yeah, so me too.
I'm a fan, you know, between him and Missy, like those stayed in my little heck bumping. So
yeah,
I know that had to like, be like.
Yeah, he's super creative.
So is he a humble guy?
Sorry?
Is he a pretty humble guy?
Yeah, nah, he's definitely humble. He's definitely humble, definitely about his music and about the art of making music. You know, there's no BS with him. So that's what makes him come across as so dope, because, you know, he actually is super humble, you know what I'm saying?
Without giving big secrets, what's one of the biggest things that you learned from him?
Really is just becoming one with the beat when you're writing, as far as like on the music side and the creative side, is like really just becoming one with the beat when you're writing and when you're actually, you know, delivering music. That was like one of the biggest things I learned from him, as far as, you know, the creative side of things.
Dope. Well, you recently dropped a track on Friday, and the track was for basically for mothers. And
right.
I definitely checked out, and the lyrics on it, very, very, I would say, it could be emotional, but definitely inspiring, motivating, and just letting, you know, mothers out there know, hey, even though you may not hear it on a daily basis, there's definitely people out there that recognize and appreciate what you all do. So, you know, this one's for you. You deserve the love. You said it's off of one of your... Well, upcoming EP that you got dropping. So you want to tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, You Deserve the Love is the new single I got out right now. Like you said, you know, it's just really just a representation of the love that we should be giving all the mothers out here, because basically, you know, they deserve it. And, you know, they don't hear it enough. So I definitely wanted to put a record out there that was dope and uplifting at the same time, without being, you know, without being too preachy or, you know, too cheesy. It was something real, something that a lot of people can relate to. So I definitely want to put it out before Mother's Day, and then, you know, just continue on promoting it throughout. You know, it wasn't just for Mother's Day. It's, you know, for every day. So it's a record that we rocking right now. We pushing.
That it wasn't just for Mother's Day, it's for every day. So, but no further ado, what we're gonna do is we're gonna jump right into the track. We're gonna take a song break, and when we come back, we're gonna get a little bit more discussion with Mr. Fat Fly Freddy Lee himself, aka J.I. Music. But here you go with You Deserve the Love right here on Turned Up Tuesdays. Bow.
mamas. Thank you, mamas. You deserve a Grammy. You do what you gotta do to take care of your family. You ride that bus to school and train to work to make it work. You rock them heels every day. I know them feet hurt. I know your boss a jerk. I know your baby daddy don't pay no child support for tricking on strippers in Miami. I know your babysitter quit and your mama be turning up. She ain't babysitting. Shoot, that's what she said. Can't work overtime, so I guess you ain't gonna make the rent. Dollars ain't making sense and your job don't pay you if. That's enough to shed a tear. Know you wanna throw the towel in. Them thoughts you thought was your homegirls, they not your friends. Thinking you ain't got a chance, but you keep on riding. Something like dough in the oven, you keep on rising. I look in your eyes and girl, I see a shiro. Against all odds, made something out of zero. Come here though.
Freddie Lee, formerly known as J.I. Music. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at J.I. Music, J, the letter J, E-Y-E-M-U-S-I-C. Also check him out on iTunes, Spotify, all the digital streaming platforms. Mr. Fat Fly Freddie himself.
Yes.
He's got merchandise. Man, tell me your website and tell him, you know, what's all popping on that site. It's pretty nice.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of things going on our website. The website is fatislife.com, FATISLIFE.com. We got a lot of things going on. We got a comic strip series for you to check out. We got some cool merchandise over there. A lot of records on there for you to check out. And just, you know, learn a little bit more about the whole Fat Is Life movement, Fat Fly Freddie Lee, and all that other good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely on some positive stuff. So check it out, F-A-T-I-S-L as in Larry, I, F as in Frank, E, right? Is that right? Fatislife.com,
Yes, Fatislife, yeah.
All right, So, you know, you already answered one of my questions that I normally ask. You know, if you had an opportunity to work with a producer, who would it be? So Timberland, I don't know if that, you know, if that was, but I'm going to leave that as your answer for right now, because, you know.
Right. He was definitely pretty high up. He was up on the list.
Okay. So, you know, right now, I also saw that you released the new tape. I miss the old Kanye. Shout out to you on the artwork. The artwork is dope. Thank you on that.
For sure. Appreciate it.
So tell me a little bit about, because I haven't listened to the whole tape, but I definitely listened to the two songs that you sent me. So tell me a little bit about the project, man.
Yeah, like you said, you know, I miss the old Kanye. It's a collection of about 7 records that I did on some classic, well, joints that I thought were classic Kanye beats, and I just redid them completely, did my own versions of them all as kind of a tribute to him, in a sense, and just, you know, everybody kind of misses the old Kanye, you know, the college dropout Kanye, the graduation Kanye, you know, he kind of got halfway back to it with the Pablo album, but, you know, we all kind of felt, you know, he was sliding to the left a little bit, so, you know, I just wanted to do a record to kind of remind people of those old classic tracks and then, you know, give them a little bit of my spin on them.
Speaking of missing the old Kanye, because I've definitely, up until some of his recent stuff, and you know, I'm going to chalk it up to him just really being overwhelmed. I don't know what the question is.
Right.
But he was losing me at like a certain, especially like thing that really lost me. Like,
After Yeezus, I think a lot of his core fans kind of started to turn away a little bit.
And I had seen someone post, you know, if you're a fan, buy him through thick and thin, this, that, and the other. How do you feel about that? You know, how do you feel that you stand for or you believe in an individual and there's someone that you take a liking to, such as an artist or even a brand, and they leave a sour taste in your mouth? Do you feel like you should stand 100% as a loyal fan, or, you know, or does it depend on the circumstances?
I think it, for the most part, depends on the circumstance, because you got to look at it like, you know, you don't know what people are going through. And music is all about emotion. It's all about, you know, the mood that you're in, you know, when you're creating. So you could be in a certain space that'll make you create certain types of music, and that's fine. Everybody's not going to love it, you know. I'm sure he gains new fans by doing Yeezus, even though his core fans probably wasn't really messing with it. He gained new fans because it just was a different Kanye, you know, just not a different Kanye, but a different mood that he was in. So I kind of feel like, you know, you don't necessarily have to disown the artist. You can just not like that particular joint and just wait till the next one comes out. It's kind of like, you know, liking a basketball team that's been losing for years. Like, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. So, you know, I'm mad. I don't like that they lose all the time, but I'll never, like, jump ship because I'm a true fan. So I think it kind of balances out, you know?
That's like me. I'm a hardcore Browns fan, man. I know.
So you already know what it is to be loyal, you know?
Right. One day I had on some gear, and one of my homies from Ohio that lives here in Florida, I live in Jacksonville, Florida now, but he's also from Ohio. He's like, "You're not ashamed?" No, just me, man.
You're
like, yeah,
you ride or die for your team. you gotta ride or die no matter what.
Definitely. Well, I'm definitely gonna make sure tape. If there are any hardcore Kanye fans, then let them know where they could check it out, man. I'm sure they'd be interested.
Oh, no, for sure. It's definitely. It's up on thatislife.com. You can go check it out, download it free right now, and, you know, hit me up. Let me know what you think about it.
thatislife.com. Well, we're going to get into another song break. I actually want to play one of the tracks from the new joint. And I'm going to let you pick. We're going to go with Don't Drive Slow, or we're going to go with In Like 30 Hours?
Go with In Like 30 Hours. I think that joint is pretty dope.
All right, here we go. Like 30 Hours, Fatty Lee himself. Check it out on Fatty Life. .com. Here we go. Tuesday. Bye.
Oh, we lit. You just signed a deal with all my niggas on tour. You finna hit the road. Yeah. Oh, we getting like 30 a show right now. Let's do it. It's all about eating good and feeding your family. I'd rather a million fans than have a Grammy. I'd rather die on A than to have a plan B. A lot of y'all wouldn't exist if your mamas had plan B's. And y'all don't love the culture, y'all just looking for a way out. Got a couple dollars, pay a DJ, watch him play out. Make up a dance, move, buy views, and watch them line up. Ain't think it will work, so you ain't got another song lined up. Club, club, dick lined up, now you on a circuit. Clown ass nigga, huh, now you in the circus. Strip club, all the bad, bad bitches working. And you put the work down, cause this rap shit was working. Oh, you're a man now, so I'm saying you look up. Hired your man, cause real security is a circus. Your baby mother is your assistant, and you paying rent for like four or five other bitches. When they got a Bentley, and you pay cash for it. Buy your girls Birkins, and they pay ass for it. 20K a show, and the money coming faster. Women love you, they used to call you an ugly bastard. Now you on a tour bus, hitting every city. Sign a bunch of autographs, touching every titty. Buying out the bar, yeah, everything litty. So Rock wanna sponsor you, got the call from Diddy. Shit getting real now, guns on the tour bus. We buy the jars, new cars, and bitches gorgeous. On the way to Cleveland from New York, 20 on the bus. Your homie in the back, got the 40 on the bus. Hear the sirens, cops pulling you over. Gun not on him, he's next to the soda. 20 niggas down on the side of the road. Your man got two strikes, so he ain't tryna own up. So the weight's in the fall on your lap. Your tour, your bus, so get it shirt strapped. And you all about keeping it real. Even if that means 3 to 5 away from your kids. Your career gon' be over in like 30 hours. You just getting on, ain't got the power. 3 guns and 10 sips of the sour. 500K for bail, call your mama.
Career's over in like 30 hours.
After that arraignment, you finish.
Your baby mama already sucking somebody else dick. Label ain't bailing you out either. Oh, you ain't had enough.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. That was In Like 30 Hours by Mr. Fat Fly Freddie Lee himself. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram at J-E-Y-E-J-I Music. And also be sure to check out that website. Buy merch. Buy the merchandise. Buy the merchandise. Fatislife.com. So, tonight my question was, I put out there on Instagram, do you feel like it's appropriate? Basically, do you feel like it's appropriate to go Dutch on the first date? How do you feel about that?
I think you got to go for vibe. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, if I'm going to ask you out on a date, I'm going to pay for it. That's just the way it goes. You know, you work everything out after that. But that first date usually, you know, I think you should, a guy should pay for it. But then again, you know, it depends on the vibe or how you meet the individual. You know, you may have met them on a friend vibe. So, you know, to go Dutch would be appropriate in that situation. So I guess it kind of depends. But, you know, for me, if I offer to take you out on a date, I'm gonna pay.
There you go. If he offered to take you out, now don't be in his DM talking about, hey, can we go, you know, don't be all up in his DM trying to get dates and stuff. Buy some merchandise, work your way up. You might get a you might get a date. Fatislife.com. Go check out the website first.
What's up?
Hey, so right now, do you have any, as an artist, what do you feel like your biggest challenges, if any?
Just the indie grind is just a challenge in itself, just doing everything indie. So it's just really balancing your life and your art at the same time. That's like the biggest challenge, because bills still need to get paid. You know, you got everyday things you got to take care of, but then you got the beast inside you of your art that, you know, you got to feed. So it's kind of challenging to balance both.
Definitely. I totally agree with you on that. Finding balance in the indie grind is definitely should be on the top of your priority list. Because without balance, you just feel like you're all over the place. And I too had to learn balance. I started helping indie artists about 4.5-5 years ago. I just came in as being a fan of music of one of my friends. And I would see different things on Twitter, and I would ask him questions, and he had no clue what I was talking about. So I just took it upon myself. And the more research I did, the more intrigued I came. And here I am now with a podcast and the whole nine yards, just trying to do my part.
Dope.
But, you know, it did take a lot of balance. And at first I was like, wait a minute. You know, and some days I still be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, me too. It's really a trial and error thing. And as long as you like on that indie grind, it will never, that feeling of like, some days you just wake up and it's just like, wow, like just overwhelming. It'll never go away as long as you're like still out here grinding. You know, you always gotta find a balance, and it's not easy. But you know, once you get into a groove a little bit, it becomes a little bit easier.
Definitely. So do you? I don't mean to put you out there, but you know, do you have a significant other and kids? That's involved in the equation
kids
as well?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, that heightens the pot a lot more, because you got people you got to feed, you know? So it's like, it really becomes a juggling act, so to speak.
If you could give one good piece of advice because I come across this a lot, individuals that have a family and they want to pursue the indie industry, but like you said, you got a family to feed. So if you have one piece of advice to give an individual who's a parent as well as being on this grind, what would it be?
Make sure that this is really what you want to do. You know, make sure whatever field, whether it's music or acting or anything in the arts, make sure, you know, you have a conversation with yourself before, you know, you dive, you know, headfirst into the grind, because you end up just wasting a lot of time and money if it's not something that you want to do. If you can just wake up next month and be like, you know what, you know, you'll be on to the next thing, then it's definitely not the grind for you to do, because it's really hard to hold down a 9-to-5 and try to chase a dream. That's like, you know, that's where the real art is. It's like juggling that. So if you're not about it, you know, you're not your passion all the way, then don't even jump into it.
I agree. If you want an expensive hobby, go play golf or something. That's an expensive hobby.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what it'll be. It'll be an expensive hobby that could cost you your life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, definitely know what it is that you really want to do.
Your life and so much more. Your wife and so much more. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. So
right, for sure.
Before I let you go, I definitely wanted to get this last track in. Don't drive slow. Very interesting track. kind of glad we saved that one for last.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite joint on the Mr. Old Kanye tape.
Okay, so before we get into Don't Drive Slow, tell us a little bit about the track, man.
I did it over the Drive Slow track that's on the Late Registration Kanye album, and my version is just about a female telling a dude basically to come over and don't drive slow. You know what I'm saying? Like, drive fast, hurry up and get here, you know, so they can get down to business. So that's what the track is about. It's really dope.
Don't take your time. Don't take your time. Bring it on.
Word up.
But here we go with Don't Drive Slow right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays by Fat Fly Freddie Lee. Bow! I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. We got our man, Mr. Fat Fly Freddie Lee, on the line. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram, J-I Music, the letter J-E-Y-E Music. Also, check him out on digital streaming platforms. The latest release is, what was the latest release?
You deserve the love.
There you go. You Deserve the Love. Check that out on all digital streaming platforms, and be sure to check out his website, fatislife.com, fatislife.com. So before I let you go, man, I definitely appreciate all the time that you have given us tonight.
Definitely. I appreciate you for having me on.
No doubt. Definitely keep us informed, and I'm always open to do recaps and, you know, do another interview to let us know what's been going on, the progress, et cetera, et cetera. You know, keep that train moving.
Nah, for sure. Got to.
So before I let you go, I love to ask, do you have any, besides the encouraging words that you've already given in regards to the parenting role, what other advice or encouraging roles could you give to any artist out there?
If this is your passion, this is like what you really want to do, don't quit. Like, that's key. Just don't quit, regardless of the naysayers, regardless of, you know, the help you may have or don't have. Just keep grinding, keep looking for ways to be progressive and move forward. You know, a little bit of progress is better than, you know, being stagnant and not moving at all. So the number one thing is just don't quit. This is your passion. Go for it to the death.
That's what's up. If this is your passion, don't quit. Eliminate that Q word from your vocabulary.
Word up. For sure.
So you want to give any shout outs?
Just shout out to the whole world, man. Like, shout out to everybody that's been supporting the Fattest Life movement and the Fat Fly Freddy Lee movement. And everybody, you know, no one's exempt from a shout out. The whole world, all the haters, all the people who, you know, want to see me win. Just salute to everybody.
That's what's up. Shout out to the, I don't think I've ever had anybody or heard anybody give a shout out to the world. That is definitely a first for me.
Nah, you gotta do it.
Hey,
you
we need
know,
more shout outs. We might need more shout outs to the world, for real.
Nah, for real. You don't know who's listening. I might have somebody in Africa right now that's listening, and you know, they need that love too.
You right about that. That's real right there. You said that. That was perfect. That was a perfect response. I might have somebody over there in Africa, Germany. It doesn't. I don't know where they are. They're somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
So. Shout out
to
you.
Everybody. No one's exempt.
Appreciate that, man. Well, once again, man, I appreciate you for being a guest on Get Lifted Radio.
Yes, yes.
Turn Up Tuesday. You're definitely more than welcome to come back anytime, and we'll be sure to keep everybody abreast of what you have going on.
Definitely. Thank you for the support.
For sure. You have a good night, man.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Hey, y'all make sure y'all follow Mr. Fat Fly Freddie Lee on Instagram and Twitter. J-I Music, the letter J-E-Y-E Music. Also, check out his website, fatisfly.com. And I'm just going to recap a little bit because I definitely like this track. So we're going to play You Deserve Love once again for all the mothers across the world, as Mr. Fat Fly Freddie Lee would say. Here you go, with You Deserve the Love.
Single mamas, thank you mamas, you deserve a Grammy. You do what you gotta do to take care of your family. You ride that bus to school and train to work to make it work. You rock them heels every day, I know them feet hurt. I know your boss a jerk, I know your baby daddy don't pay no child support for tricking on strippers in Miami. I know your babysitter quit and your mama be turning up, she ain't babysitting shit, that's what she said. Can't work overtime, so I guess you ain't gon' make the rent. Dollars ain't making sense and your job don't pay you. If that's enough to shed a tear, know you wanna throw the towel in them.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Magic. That was You Deserve the Love by Fly Freddie Lee. You can check him out on Instagram and at the letter J-E-Y Music. Check out the website, fatislife.com. That is FATILE.com. He's got some dope shirts for ladies. He has a lot of merchandise for the ladies. Ladies, I can't express that enough. Ladies, 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 go check out his merch. And if you aren't doing so already, please make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Our Instagram is Get Lifted Radio. Our is Get Lifted _ Radio. And if it matters, please like us at Get Lifted Radio. If you're interested, or you know anyone that would guest or would like to be a guest on Get Lifted Radio, Turn Up Tuesday, please radio.com. And with that being said, you'll see tabs for interview submissions, etc. I'm not going to keep you guys too much longer tonight, so we're going to close this thing out with our guest from last week, Mr. Clockwise himself. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram, Clockwise, KLOKD, as in zebra, E. Clockwise, shout out to White Girl. We go close this thing out with Rush featuring Day right here on Thursday.
I can feel the rush. I can feel the rush.
What y'all want? Come on, come on.
I can feel the rush.
World acting like I push my luck, like I was soft, like I get you up. Somebody switch this up, but I never intended to interrupt. I just felt like being an honorable mention isn't enough. When I make a record, essence is recorded. Reputable reporting on measures, more for the world games. I got out of jail collecting money like a board game. I'm so much more than those up in the norm, say. Back up, my promoter's still up on the sketchiness. Everything's hidden messages. Remember why I left this shit? They go crazy clock back up in his building. The king up in his castle. No sympathy in battle. Somehow having manners means that you're an asshole. Cause I can shake his hand when he'd rather see me back broke. These rappers all mad, I'm just having mad fun. Finally feel like rapping again, cause y'all are whack, son. Finally feel like meeting new women, cause y'all ain't bag none. Back to the happiness, missing from my last one. I solemnly swear to never go a road where I can see the stars and know the way home when I'm gone. But to keep it alive, what I'm most afraid of is an opinion, and that never dies. I mean, I gotta be absolved, bathed in alcohol. Small town Connecticut boy winning it all.
Leave the past behind, I'm moving forward. I can feel the rush. No more wasting time. You can't live forever. So just feel the rush.
My hand from my face, so I look like I'm a hand in the straight. But the ass, I dump the managers. Have I managed to be great? But just control all the damages I face. Scrambling to chase, used to focus on the plan and never take. Now I'm happy with the man I am to date. So fuck all of your breaks and your handshakes. I'm the doctor that made the damn break. They walk from my city, leaving the damn state. Nothing but love in the wilderness. I'm stuck on this villain kid. I refuse to play the judge or the hypocrite. Born door kicker, lost homies, y'all should pull liquor. Me, I light a cigar, tour bigger. Tell the stories of people that need more pictures. Instead of socialite phonies who going on Twitter. When they started hating on me, I ain't touching fam. I was on the road, packing shows of fear, nothing band. Coming home soon, happy running to a couple fans. Hit a couple parties, plays a couple grand. Couple numbers and recall them on the run like the Muffin Man. Now I'm sitting home, nothing playing. Blacks on the wall, the food in the fridge. Happy all about it, I do it again. She looked at me, and she asked if I lost it. How? I said I love you, but you don't know what you're talking about.
Leave the past behind, I'm moving forward. I can feel the rush. Down, 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 down. No more wasting time. You can live forever, so just feel the rush. Down, 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 down. I can feel the rush behind.
DJ in a tunes bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's Get Lifted Radio, bruh. It's alright. The 5 that pine, get high the sky. And tune in to the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch up out with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get Lifted Radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when.
Mention DJ in the tunes, bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.